Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. This is me doing a radio show all by myself, believe it or not, and I usually don't. If you're familiar with Building Fortunes Radio, you know that many times I am the guest host introducing the guest host or the special host on their radio show. But today and tonight, I wanted to do something special for me. And the reason why I say I want to do something special for me, I say this all tongue-in-cheek, is because recently I did something for me that I have always wanted to do to be able to help perhaps you. So as you are probably familiar with a lot of the things that we do over here at Building Fortunes Radio, is we do a ton of things to help people in home-based businesses. So if you're that wild-eyed entrepreneur, if you're that MLM, if you will, junkie, if you're somebody that loves network marketing, whether you're a vendor, supplier, distributor, attorney, customer perhaps, any or all of those things, you realize that you found a safe haven over here for people to do things the right way. And we've always been really pushing, if you will, to be able to use our resources and my platforms to be able to help as many people as we possibly can in their entrepreneurial ventures, many times even worldwide. Recently, something happened that I took advantage of for you, maybe. And what I mean by that is a domain name registration called .charity became available. So a little step back. I registered MLM.charity. And if you're unfamiliar with this, I'm going to give an explanation for the newbies, maybe the people that are not as familiar with the internet. So a little background. You know, a long time ago, they did .com and then .net and then .org. So many organizations use .com as their main website, .net maybe for mailing, .org was for organizations, and of course you know like .edu would be a domain name extension for like schools, and then there's country codes like .ca for you people in Canada, and I don't say that in a condescending way, but for those people in Canada there's .like .ca and .jp for like Japan. And .ru, you know, all you Russian brides, so RU is .ru and CN is China. So there's a lot of country code domain names extensions. And for you MLMers, many of you might still remember that .ws, which is really the country of Western Samoa, some people in GDI, which is a network marketing company that markets the .ws domain name. It's a fascinating story, kind of. That stands for Western Samoa. So a little bit of history in there for your MLM stuff. So when .news became available, I was fortunate enough to outbid everybody for MLM.news. So we own that. So I wanted to do that. So you'll have a platform to be able to have a news broadcast. And when .charity came available, I was able to register that one without having to win an auction. And I don't know why, but I had it and it was available, so now we got it. So I did it for me, but really I did it for you. So MLM.charity. So .charity replaces the .com or the .net, and that is now registered by us for the sake of being able to help the world learn more about the wonderful things that you or your company probably do. So if there's one thing about network marketers, and I'm going to say this playfully, you have a lot of people, sometimes the ones on the top. They're the ones that are kind of kooky, kind of crazy, the narcissistic social sociopaths, the people that are just goofy. And I'll leave it at that. You know, the ones that get you all into trouble because they make the claims and they do the stupid stuff and all those types of things. That's the minority, far minority. Those are the ones that give us the bad name. Those are the far minority of the people associated with the MLM world. And then there's you, probably, who are the majority of people, which are really great people. like really great. I mean, hardworking family people, faith-based many times, good, got a good moral compass. Most of you won't do anything consciously that would hurt anybody. You know, some struggling, some doing super-duper well, but most people really want to help each other. And then there's companies. So companies, many times done by really good people, they have foundations and charities that they want to support. But here's the problem. Only you know you're doing it. So I learned an expression 20-some-odd years ago from a gentleman whose first name is still Joe. And Joe taught me this, so I want to give him the credit. I don't think he needs the fame, but I'll give Joe the credit. That's why I'm not mentioning his last name. He once said, you know, not advertising and promoting your business is a little bit like winking in the dark. Winking in the dark? What the heck does that mean? I said to myself and then to him. He said, it's real simple. If you're winking in the dark, only you know you're doing it. And I said, that does make sense. A lot of people that are trying to build their network marketing company or build their home-based business, so they're like winking in the dark. So one of the things that I wanted to do is to make it really easy for you not to be winking in the dark for all the wonderful things you do to help a lot of other people. So many companies have foundations that they support, people that they feed, homes that they build. I wanted to make sure that we had a place to be able to have a big microphone and be able to promote that. So if your network marketing company has a charity, you probably need to let me know. If you separately, doesn't even have to be a network marketing company, if you are a home-based business entrepreneur, want to be successful or not, I don't care. If you're helping other people, I would love to know about it. I'll use this one example. One of the first ones we'll use on this MLM.charities. I have a great gal. Her name is Jody Bear. She does a lot of radio shows with us now. She's with a company called Success by Health, and she's got a distributor. Her name is Debbie Armentrout, and she's working with another gal whose name is Kim Coda. And Kim Coda just started a foundation where they have it Save a Mustang, Save a Vet. So I don't know all the details, but just to use as an example, there are wild horses, believe it or not, in some sections of our country. For city guys like me, you know, you only see this stuff on TV. But for people that live in those places, they actually round up those wild horses. They call them Mustangs. So they take the Mustangs and they hook them up with veterans. Now, I do know this. Anytime I've ever been around a real live horse, they're just a magical animal. I mean, they're just amazing. I'd never live with them, so I don't have to worry about cleaning them up all the time. But the reality is they're just amazing creatures, and they can brighten the spirits of just about anybody. So, you know, they have dogs that they give to vets. They do different things with vets. Some people want to get out of the hole that they might be in from PTSD. So they formed a foundation called Save a Mustang, Save a Vet. And I don't know all the details, but if you go to SAMSAV.org, I believe, is where they have their foundation. So it's a nonprofit. It's a charity to be able to help vets. So I wanted to make sure that you knew about that. So even though that Debbie isn't necessarily a company owner and Kim isn't necessarily a company superstar yet because she just got started, they're doing certain things relative to their foundations and their charities. And I wanted to let the world know. So that's why we registered MLM.charities. So I know there's lots of companies, including maybe the one that you might be associated with, that have something to do with a charity. I wanted to grab that domain name sincerely for me, so somebody else couldn't, because I wanted to make sure it was used the right way. So we kind of hoarded, if you will, the domain name MLM.charity for the right purposes to be able to help as many people as we possibly can. How it's going to develop, not really sure yet. When it's going to develop completely, not really sure yet. It'll be a work in progress since forever. It'll probably swing doors of opportunity open for some. It'll probably be a big major project for us over time, but we will certainly integrate it with everything else that we do. So I'm going to cover a little bit about that after our commercial break. So since we're on Building Fortunes Radio, let me play my little Building Fortunes Radio commercial, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
Hello again. Thanks for staying here. My name is Peter Mingles. I own all of this. We call it Building Fortunes Radio. We put together buildingfortunesradio.com a long time ago, our affiliate program for people to sell whatever we sell. If we sell it, you can sell it, I always say, is Building Fortunes. So on buildingfortunes.com, that's for people to sign up for our affiliate program. And that just helps people in one of several ways, maybe earn a little bit of money, but also many times people convert their earnings, if you will, into stuff that we have. But I was starting to mention about our MLM.charity domain name. So MLM.charity will integrate into a lot of the different things that we do. So I build all these platforms, so we'll be able to integrate all these platforms to be able to help people on search engines, add credibility, notoriety, all of those positive things, squish out some of the bad guys as well. So, of course, we'll integrate MLM.charity on radio shows, on this radio show station, Building Fortunes Radio. So some people say, well, where can I listen to it? You can always find it on buildingfortunesradio.com. If you want to listen in live, do /live, and you can listen in on live whenever we do a live show. buildingfortunesradio.com/live. During the times that we do our radio shows is fine. Now, we use the Blog Talk Radio as a platform for doing the recording and a few other things as well. One of the things that we do is we leverage us off of them meaning Blog Talk Radio, because they, meaning Blog Talk Radio, also have thousands and thousands and thousands of other internet radio shows that go on, and as a result of that, we get a lot of traction. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com/buildingfortunes, you'll see that we have our radio show station there that is picked up on dozens and dozens and dozens of places that rebroadcast these radio shows or podcasts. I'll explain. We're picked up on iTunes. So if you were in your Apple store and you look for iTunes, and then you looked in iTunes for Building Fortunes, you'd be able to find the Building Fortunes radio shows. There's thousands of Building Fortunes radio shows. If you go to Stitcher, Stitcher is another one of those podcasters. You'll find us on Stitcher, iTunes, iVox, Player FM, Mixcloud. They're all over the place. You go all over the place. Just Google. Google my name, Peter Mingles, M-I-N-G-I-L-S. Make sure you spell it right. M-I-N-G-I-L-S. And you will see all the different places and all of the different people that we've done many things with through a search engine. So you could do a Bing search, a Google search, a Good Gopher search. You can do all of those types of searches and be able to find them. DuckDuckGo.com is another search engine. You'll find us all over the place in reference to the radio shows that we've done. We'll naturally and, of course, integrate some of these on MLM.news. So that's another whole platform with another whole mechanism to be able to generate traffic as well as search engine stuff. And MLM.charity will be there too. So when you start to take a look at the integrated marketing principles that we have in place, we have the radio show, Building Fortunes Radio. We have MLM.news. We also have Humongous Ads. Humongous is a fun name. Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S. Humongous. I wanted to do something really big. So we have Humongous Ads, Humongous Movies. We have Humongous Blog. We have a few other Humongous things. So we have fun with that. And, of course, we will integrate these MLM.charity on all of the platforms that we have. Now, there's other leverage that people get from it as well. I'll use as an example. I have a great friend. His name is James Turner or Jim Turner. Jim Turner is an attorney for an organization called Citizens for Health, and they have a great radio show with us. We do it on Friday at noon Eastern Time, and his website is citizens.org. Jim Turner's been an attorney over in Washington, D.C. for a long time. 40-plus years, he was one of the original Ralph Nader Raiders. So for all of you older folks out there, you remember who Ralph Nader was and is. For some of the younger people, you might have to look him up. But Ralph Nader was one of the original guys that did original things, and Jim Turner did a lot of stuff with Ralph Nader and their organization. And in 1993, he joined an organization. He didn't found it directly, but he joined an organization called Citizens for Health, and their domain is citizens.org. And if you go to citizens.org, if you're in any kind of a business, specifically a health and nutrition company, you want to sign up for the newsletter. So sign up for the newsletter, because that newsletter is like an action alert, and it goes over to over 100,000 people once or twice a week on things that you probably want to know about. So they, meaning citizens, post our radio shows on their newsletter. So if you're thinking it through, you'll say, wait a minute, there's a lot of traffic that goes to Building Fortunes Radio. Of course, and that's one of the reasons why it's so popular. So buildingfortunesradio.com, of course, will have a special section for MLM.charity. So I wanted to host this little radio show with just me so I could give you my vision and share with you some of the things that we do to be able to help you build your home-based business and spread the word and change the branding positively of the MLM world. So people, when they say, is this one of those things, you'll be able to proudly say, absolutely, wouldn't do it any other way. Join one of these things. And when they say, is this one of those things, they'll mean they hopefully think it would be. So we're trying to take away the bad reputation from the idiots. We're trying to take away the bad reputation from the bad guys. We're trying to, if you will, educate the nice people that say stupid things because they don't know any better. So that's why we do the things on Building Fortunes Radio with some of our advocates and some of our critics. But we are here to do everything we possibly can to help make this a better place for you and other people. And that means I secured the domain name MLM.charity. And if you want to participate or get involved, make sure you just track us down. You can always look at our regular website, networkleads.com. That's networkleads.com. That's the one we originally started with. You'll find all the things we do on networkleads.com/everything. So if you go to networkleads.com/everything, you'll see us there. Of course, we have our own YouTube channel, youtube.com/networkleads, or you can do networkleads.com/YouTube, or you can just go search for us. We'll be there somewhere. We, of course, have a Building Fortunes Radio show link all over the place as well. So we totally integrate a lot of the things we do. And we do conference calls and webinars, and I do events whenever we possibly can as well, everything we possibly can do to be able to help people. And I'm an active owner, if that means anything, meaning I like to pick up my own phone, so we'd love to be able to speak with you. 386-445-3585, 386-445-3585, that's our website. I'm sorry, that's my phone number. And we're always here. I always say it's never too late to call. So you can call whenever you get a chance, and we're going to catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. So I'm going to play our exit on Building Fortunes Radio and say thank you for all the things that I know that you probably do that we never see, but we want to put a spotlight on it if we can. So on Building Fortunes Radio and on MLM.news and Humongous Ads and all the other things we do, you're going to see MLM.charity. So thanks for listening in, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.